My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
So apparently nuclear reactor kid is dead.
Yeah, he apparently, in a shocking development, when you're 17 and you decide to build a nuclear reactor, it leads you, not everything is going right in your world. And so, yeah, eventually he died. He had a lot of health problems. Shocker.
So he was 14 when he built a nuclear reactor in his backyard?
He was 14 when he started to collect the parts to do it. This was in the mid-90s.
Where?
In Township, Michigan.
Okay.
So look at this kid. This is him when he started. So he was a big Boy Scout.
Okay.
So he was a Boy Scout, and he was working on an Eagle project. And
yeah, that's no joke getting to Eagle Scout.
No. So and he was a very smart, very studious kid, but he had a lot of behavioral issues. So his parents pushed him into scouting, which, you know, I thought that was probably a pretty smart thing. And so I don't know a better way to put it, by the time he was 17, he had built a somewhat functioning nuclear reactor in his parents' backyard. He built it in his parents' shed.
What do you mean somewhat functioning?
So they said that while it was very crude, let me scroll down here, because he was trying to build a certain one that produced more material than it used. And they said that he was creating neutrons. He was getting a nuclear reaction, but they said because it was crude and he lacked, any real training in nuclear physics, he wasn't in any real danger of actually creating like a reactor that could cause a giant meltdown or create some sort of bomb or anything like that. But it certainly was enough to cause a major ecological disaster that they had to clear out the entire neighborhood and move the shed away and bury everything in his yard at a disposal site. Like it was a real serious thing. And I guess they found out about it. They pulled him over when he was 17 at a traffic stop. And they found the material in his car to be kind of suspicious. And they thought it was, and he didn't have a lot of good answers for it. So the police followed up on this. And some people around his neighborhood had reported some strange goings on. So they get a search warrant. They go into the backyard. And the cops look in there and they're not certain. They thought it was like a bomb or something. I'll show you a photo of it. So they call in, and eventually they had to call in the EPA, and the EPA came in and was like, no, my man had built this in his parents' shed.
Okay.
He had built the reactor. And so that's when they came in, and
what was he going to do?
He just said he wanted to see if he could build one. And he did. He was actually producing neutrons. It says his experiment fell short of creating a self-sustaining chain reaction necessary. It was a breeder reactor. So while he was creating neutrons, it was not enough to get the chain reaction going to produce more.
All right. That's what I wanted to
know. Says his materials were impure, his methods ineffective, and he just didn't know enough about nuclear physics to pull it off.
Wow.
At 17, and so this was my question. So I went down this whole rabbit hole because I was thinking, how the hell do you even start to do this? And as a Boy Scout, he said he specifically wanted to build this type of reactor, and his mother and stepfather had no idea what he was doing. They said they just didn't bother him because he was not bothering them. He said he just worked. He worked in the backyard, and the parents were like, he seems busy. He's not causing any problems. He had behavior problems. So they just left him alone. So for the radioactive elements, he said he took apart household items in scavenged junkyards. He got americium-241 from smoke detectors. He went and found over 1,000 smoke detectors, and apparently this element is available in very small portions of smoke detectors. 1,000 smoke detectors. He got radium-226 from scavenged antique clocks, and he got thorium-232 obtained from camping lantern mantles.
Wow.
He literally figured out how to get radioactive material out of household items.
This is intense.
He used a lead block with a hole drilled in it as his, quote, reactor.
Okay.
And then he used lithium extracted from $1,000 worth of batteries to purify the thorium ash using a Bunsen burner to heat the mixture. And he did it all in his suburban backyard shed without any safety precautions or potential radioactive exposure and environmental contamination, which they did say was extremely high and posed a significant risk to him and those around him. And had it blown up, bad news. He could have blown up the block.
Dude, that's crazy because I don't know much about nuclear reactors or anything.
Yes.
Or fission or whatever the hell goes on in there. Mm-hmm. But I know it's complex.
Yes. And I guess they said that, his property was declared a Superfund cleanup site, and a massive operation was launched to decontaminate the site. The shed, along with all of its contents and a lot of the yard debris, was dismantled and had to be transported to a nuclear waste disposal site in Utah. They had to take it from Michigan to bury it in Utah. The discovery sent shockwaves through the community and, more importantly, the EPA, recognizing the potential environmental hazard, and they had never seen anything quite like it.
Wow.
This was after a routine encounter with police during a traffic stop. Officer discovered suspicious materials in his car, triggering an investigation because they thought it was bomb material. No, he was building a backyard reactor. And the best part, he tried to do it again. After he got in trouble.
Dude, once you get a taste of that.
Yeah. He went back. And the Eagle Scouts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Tried to say that because he was going to do this for his Eagle project, and it says despite the high-ranking scouting officials' efforts to rob him of the honor on account of the dangerous experiment, eventually he was indeed awarded the rank of Eagle Scout for building an illegal nuclear reactor. So he did. Yeah, he.
And then I read he drank himself to death.
Yeah. Yeah, he bounced around. He joined the military, a bunch of other things. Nothing ever really satisfied him. And then he went back to try to build another reactor. That one got busted way early on. I guess he started calling nuclear sites and pretending to be someone else to try to gain access to information and better materials. And they sniffed him out.
Is he like pretending to be Putin?
He just was pretending to be someone that worked at different government
facilities.
Yes, hello,
this is Kim Jong-un. I'm wondering if you could give me some information about your nukes. What the hell?
I was probably like, this is a bill down at the Charlotte branch. I'm wondering if you can tell me what your levels are for da-da-da-da-da. Like, impersonating someone else in the industry, maybe?
Yeah, so people
and he's just like, oh, yeah, Bill, I'm at a 119 here on the fission. Go ahead and drop a Ethereum in there, and you should be good to go, blowing up the whole city.
So someone at one of these actual nuclear sites got suspicious, and they placed a tip to the FBI and said, hey, we're getting some phone calls. This seems a little wonky. So the FBI he was obviously on the radar because, well, he tried to build one when he was a kid. So they call him, and he's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. But the FBI thought it was so suspicious, even after the phone interview, that they decided to pay a visit to him in person. So they went to a face-to-face encounter with him, where he faced a series of questions, and he couldn't really answer them. And then ultimately they found out that indeed he had started another project, and this time he was storing the radioactive material and the neutrons in his freezer. He was just storing them in an old lead freezer. And then at that point, he got in trouble yet again. So,
well, nice try, fella.
And unfortunately, he is now, he passed away at the tender age of 39 after dealing with many health problems, mental health issue.
Do you think that he's more of a genius or a dumbass?
I kind of think that dude's a genius.
Okay.
That dude built, I mean, out of clocks and smoke detectors and batteries, that guy figured out, crudely, but how to have a nuclear reaction. I'm sorry. That's, at 17 years old, what were you doing at 17?
Well, certainly not that, but he does seem to, well, maybe I was the smart one because I was doing girls. He does seem to be pretty dumb with how he went about things.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it's like, how smart could this guy be, really? You know?
I'm saying, I just kept reading about this. And like, and by the way, that's the Cliff Notes version. If you dig into this, man, it's an insane story.
Speaking of insane, I can no longer watch him. I am officially not a
Kansas fan. Is Kansas going to break you?
Yes.
They're going to break me.
Yeah. Dude, you're not watching it.
Not for long.
Trust me, not for long.
About eight Jayhawks touched a fumble that didn't get recovered by them.
Eight of them dropped it. No, 11 of them. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.